In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We will continue these services. I will read from the Gospel of John, the last chapter, verse 15, on to verse 19. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. And saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. This text from the last chapter of the Gospel of John brings us to the happenings after Easter, the time after the resurrection of Jesus. Before the text I read, Peter, I think that Peter, into Peter's mind came his previous profession, which he had practiced, the profession of a fisherman. When John writes, Simon Peter said unto them, unto the few others, I will go fishing. We will also go with you. And they fished, according to the writing of John. They fished overnight, and morning came, and Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus asks, Children, do you have anything to eat? They answered, No. And Jesus gives unto this professional fisherman an advice. Cast your net on the right side of the boat and you will catch fish. And John says they got an enormous catch. If with a few examples or a few happenings we'll remember, but after three years that Jesus did that work for which reason he was sent, as he here even in the services this morning we heard, went to the stream of Jordan to be baptized by John the Baptist, and then was sent to the wilderness, and then calls the disciples. John, the gospel writer, writes that Andrea, Peter's brother, the brother of this fisherman, had been following John the Baptist, and through this he has seen Jesus and goes to Peter and says, "We found the Messiah," and leads Peter onto Jesus. Jesus looks at Peter and says, calling by his name, "You are Simon, son of Jonas, and you shall be called Cephas." When I have been thinking of my sermon and preparing it, I could not come without worry. I have read gospel text and epistles. Took my attention that when Jesus had something special to say to Peter, he calls Peter Simon, son of Jonas. You have probably heard a saying, "A dear child has many names." I too have many children of my own, but even more children of my children. Rarely do I call them with their own names. I twist and turn their names, because these children are dear to me. Jesus called Peter in these important times by Simon, son of Jonas. Then when we remember the gospel writer's writings, those happenings when Peter and Jesus are gathered together. There are also others, other disciples, sometimes even thousands of people. I have also thought that how important in this time it is to us men when we gather together in faith with a smaller or a larger group to talk about other things than cell phones, compare cell phone abilities, talk about cars or houses or RVs or whatever, but that we would sometimes give time to this, that we would talk about the most important matters of our life. We would ask, just as Jesus asks of Peter, this kind of a deep personal question, and even three times, that if we could be encouraged to ask each other, how are you doing? That we would answer this question very openly. We would answer, if we're doing well, we would answer that we're doing good. But if life is distressing us, if we have sorrows and worries, that we would be encouraged to bring that up in the discussion and share these worries with another. Jesus and the disciples, their actions, we could talk about these actions, how many times he gathered the disciples around him and instructed them, spoke of the kingdom of God through many parables, taught them through parables. Jesus speaks once of the bread of life, eating of the flesh and drinking of his blood. If someone does not eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, he will not inherit the heaven, the kingdom of heaven. It was strong speech when it did not open onto the listeners. What did Jesus mean? Eating of his flesh and drinking of his blood. Many disciples were funded and left. Jesus asked of those 12 disciples, don't you also leave? Don't you also want to leave? Peter answers on behalf of himself and others, Lord, who should we go visit? You have the everlasting word, and we have understood that you are Christ, the Son of living God. Then a case where Jesus asks of his disciples, who do people say that he is? What do the people say that he is? The disciples answer, saying, some Elijah, some according to John the Baptist, or some other prophet. And then Jesus asks the question unto the disciples, who do you say that I am? And Peter again is the fastest. You are Messiah, the Son of the living God. This kind of a confession Peter gives, or this kind of a recognition. Jesus answered, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonas. The blood or the flesh has not proclaimed this unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. But I say unto you, you are Peter, and on this rock I want to build my congregation, and the gates of hell shall not victor over him. That on top of that recognition which Peter gives, then Peter asks Jesus about forgiveness. How often, if your brother breaks or offends, rebuke him. If he heals himself, forgive him. If he offends seven times, forgive him seven times. When he returns penitent and ask for forgiveness. I have thought of this question of Peter. It describes Peter in some ways. Yesterday in a sermon, dear brother from Ylivieska spoke of Peter and very much of the same matters as I am speaking of. When Peter asks, how many times do I need to forgive? And I would turn this matter in a different way. That how many times I can come, how many times do I dare or have the courage to come with the same matter and ask for forgiveness. Jesus says, always when your brother regrets or is penitent or returns, always forgive. This kind of a kingdom we have, we are living in. The kingdom of forgiveness and grace. The apostles say unto the Lord, increase our faith. About organization of the summer services, Antti Laurikari spoke of yesterday. He has experience, as well as I have experience of this. When 4 years ago we were organizing summer services in Pyhäjoki, we there in that committee, we thought of things that help bring the matter forward. And at least two of these matters I remember. Forgiveness and graciousness. When we do lots and we work and always the thoughts do not go well, we would always be ready to forgive and receive forgiveness, and that would be gracious unto one another. But above all, most importantly, we would be gracious unto ourselves, that we would not get tired. We would not tire of our own inadequacy. Then one more thing. When Jesus was taken, arrested, and before that, Peter has promised that even if everyone leaves this, I will not. I will go with you even unto death. He was so self-confident. It was one of his attributes, and we could say one of his bad attributes. Before the cock crows three times, you will deny me three times. Remember the three those happenings where Jesus was taken in the Garden of Gethsemane, where Peter also was, and Jesus was taken to be examined and questioned, and the thorn crown was to be placed on him. Peter followed him. He was so courageous that when the other disciples left, Peter went. And of this, many gospel writers tell that three times a different person came to ask of Peter, that weren't you the person with that group? Your speech even tells of this, that you have been with him. Peter three times denied, as we heard yesterday in the text. And the last time he said, cursingly, that I do not know that man. And the cock crowed, and Peter cryingly went away. But comforting is this, that Jesus turned and looked at Peter. He did not just glance at Peter, but he turned himself around and looked at Peter. Now this text, which I read, is extension to this. Peter and the disciples went fishing, did not catch anything, and Jesus comes and gives advice. And they catch so much fish that the nets rip. Then Jesus asks, "Have you anything to eat?" And calls them to eat. When Jesus taught the Lord's Prayer, there are two portions with "Give us this day our daily bread." And the second after it, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Jesus offers first fish fried upon the embers, and then he takes Peter to a personal discussion, and three same kind of questions. First question, "Do you love me more than these others?" And the second time, "Do you love me?" And the third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" The first question, "Lovest thou me more than these?" Simon Peter could not answer, saying that "I love thee more than the others. Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." And Jesus gives a duty to him: "Feed my lambs." To the second question, after Peter answered it, Jesus answers, "Feed my sheep." And to the third question, when Peter had answered it, Jesus answered, "Feed my sheep." It is important, and I have very many times thought that what does Jesus mean when he first say that, "Feed my lambs." Lambs are small sheep, those who entrust themselves to their mother, and they keep in the security of the flock, and the flock gives them security. And it is a model of the kingdom of God. You boys and girls, especially you who are still sitting in the laps of your parents, you have been given unto us adults as a model for faith. It is a beautiful model. Mother taking care of their child. Mother taking care of the children, feeding, but also guiding, and then yet again feeding. Peter, then, when Jesus has resurrected into heaven and sent, according to his promise, the gift of the Holy Spirit, Peter in the Pentecost services proclaims the gospel. The newer translation writes, of this, the whole nation, people of Israel, can be sure of. God has made Jesus the Lord and Messiah. This Jesus that you crucified and encourages, make repentance, believe the gospel. Then Peter preaches in the house of Cornelius. Cornelius has called him and says, here we all are hearing what God has told you to say unto us. Peter starts to speak of the kingdom of God and its king, the Lord Jesus. And as Peter is speaking, the hearing of the word affected Cornelius' heart, that he believed the gospel. Then Peter, as we heard yesterday, praises that he has also received a new hope when he has denied his Lord and his Master. He has been helped back into the kingdom of God. And as one of the disciples, Jesus was sending him into the work of the kingdom, work of God. Go unto all the world and preach the gospel and forgiveness of sins, or repentance and forgiveness of sins. That comfort us children of God, we who feel many times our selfishness, and our character, when we speak, when we should have been quiet, and I would like to still pay attention into one matter, into greeting. I have a thought in the last times, and at home I've discussed with my wife, that why don't we anymore greet as in the past we have greeted other children of God. When we meet other children of God, that we would have the strength to greet with the peace of God. Peter was able to experience this, what Jesus had foreseen, even though he had the grace of repentance. Even though he was for a long time the preacher of the gospel, but it is told that he experienced the same kind of a death as his Lord and Master for the work of the gospel. In this time, many times we feel fear, even fear. Many times we doubt. We feel that trouble of sin, which comes from ourselves. Just as the Word of God writes, or the Word of God tells us, that many times and every day we fall into sin in thoughts words or deeds. There is not one who is good. We all have fallen and we have become unacceptable. When we look at this from our own side, but when God looks at us, He looks at us through the pierced hands of His Son and is gracious and forgiving God, even at this moment of grace. You have your promise to believe. You have the right to believe. All sins, faults, and even doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, sins are forgiven. If they're listening to this over the internet or radio, you who are listening and longing for this, if I could get back to the home of the Father. There are many of you who have left on this day. Is a grace of day and day of blessedness. You can believe in your place, your unbelief and all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. You will be taken on the inside of the kingdom of God, enjoying of the kingdom of grace and full caretaking. Little boys and girls, young, in the tent and outside of the tent, you also can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Myself, I have come to this place very fearfully. May I believe my fears and errings and sins forgiven. I wish to believe together with you in this way. We may be left in the grace word keep in the grace keeping of God. Amen.